My brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus helps us in our discernment to know what is good and what is bad. So important when we are discerning about what path to take in our lives and who to follow and who to trust and who not to trust, because there are those who bear bad fruit and are not worthy of our time and our effort. So he helps us to make that discernment. Up to this point, in the story, Abraham has not borne any good fruit. He's not been blessed by God with offspring, with children. And so we have today the great promise that God made, the covenant. We read the story today, the covenant that was established with Abraham, one of the great Old Testament covenants. And God says to Abram, as you saw, look at the stars. Count the stars, and if you look at the stars at night, you know that the more you look, the more appear. And Abram could have easily laughed at such a proposition and said, "How can my descendants be so numerous? I don't have any. I have zero right now." But he didn't. He put his faith in our Lord. He believed that our Lord could do these things. It says very clearly there that Abraham put his faith in the Lord. Abraham put his faith in the Lord. And this is our example, that our Lord can bring about the good fruit that we need. And so that psalm praises God for the fruit that comes about because of Abram's faith. Give thanks to the Lord, invoke his name, sing his praises, proclaim his wondrous deed. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, his sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. In other words, he remembers his covenant. He's faithful. He will produce the fruit, the good fruit that we have and that we need. And we are the children of Abraham. How? Not by physical descendancy, but because God continues that covenant to this day, if we have faith, if we put our faith in him, God will produce the fruit in us. And so let's pray for that grace today, to be able to continue to praise God in faithfulness, to persevere in faithfulness. God will produce the fruit, not those bad fruits that we can get anywhere, but those fruits that truly last, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Joy, peace, love, kindness, gentleness, and all the others. Let's pray for those fruits in our lives, especially as we receive the fruit from the cross today of Jesus' own body and blood in this Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him now. Amen.